Some parts of Trinidad remain underwater and have been for quite some time now. You've been hearing about the situation there from TV6.
Completely marooned, scores of persons residing along the Manzanillo-Mayaro Road have been all but cut off from the rest of Trinidad. This man had to leave his home to get food, candles, water, and a charge on his phone. He's now making his way back.
We need some urgent assistance here. Urgent. Please, Minister, whoever, we need you here. People suffering. Please.
There's no electricity, water, nor basic supplies beyond this point, so you'd have to take your chances along courseworks like these. Our equipment could hardly make it across the chest-high water to get to the villages on the other side. But Mr. Kun Kun tells us there are many more collapsed spots along the road. Scores of residents, he says, are beyond this outlet. They can only be reached by boat and when the tide drops enough to walk the shoreline.
On Thursday, the cabinet held its weekly meeting as some communities such as El Socorro South, Bamboo Village No. 2 and Manzanillo remained under flood water days after Trinidad and Tobago first began experiencing adverse weather conditions. Landslides and the partial collapse of roads have also occurred in certain areas. The cabinet meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley, and TV6 News understands that all members of the cabinet attended the meeting in person. The Office of the Prime Minister announced that following the meeting and discussions with the Minister of Finance, a decision had been taken by Cabinet to allocate an immediate $40 million to the National Flood Relief Program. Though PM said these funds are to augment existing budgetary allocations in relevant ministries to provide sustenance and comfort for those directly distressed by the recent weather emergency. The OPM said that following Thursday's cabinet meeting, a further allocation of $100 million has been made for urgent landslide and road reinstatement works nationwide.
President of the Pinal Debe Chamber, Mutilal Ram Singh, says the cause of the flooding in Trinidad cannot be attributed to any one factor.
Well, it has been recognized the cause of flooding has many dimensions. I mean, the natural geography of the area is one. Secondly, it has been identified as unregulated and unplanned developments contribute towards the flooding. And as people were still littering and dumping. But all of these factors, if other action are taken, could be mitigated. So I think in looking holistically at a solution to the issue, it must be multifaceted. There must be some level of enforcement because we have the legal the strength in the law already. And as I said in another platform, we would have seen the strength of the public health ordinance during the COVID period. So I think it's just a matter of will to get that part of it done, the enforcement and the monitoring.
They've also been hearing from the president of the Supermarkets Association, Rajiv Dipti.
I was talking to my members in Mayaro. The Manzanillo-Mayaro Road is impassable. The Naparima-Mayaro Road also has several landslips associated with it. I was talking to suppliers that were trying to get into the area. And their comment to me is that you all have to drive this road every day. And they said in Port of Spain, we may have rioted already for this. So it's incredible what's happening to some of the communities right now. And we have to take stock of how we can treat with this fundamentally.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.